Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Swindle, of Hard Rock Hell on the Radio. I'm enjoying it. This is Doris Brendel with the Upside Down Show. Hope you've had a good week so far. That was Lili Løve from Norway with a track called Demons, a bit of melodic rock. I played one of her tracks last week as well. What are we doing this week? Much as we usually do, we're going to go to the Lockdown Files with Lee Dunham. And to kick us off, Lee did say he really fancied being an agony uncle. One thing I thought about, I so enjoyed our solving Rudy's problem.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
That
yeah.
I had a little look online, just you know, I literally did it about 5 minutes before we got on the phone.
Yeah.
And apparently one of the most asked questions or biggest problems for agony aunts
yeah.
is,
yeah.
I'm an adult and I just don't like my mum.
What?
Which I thought was a very odd problem to have.
That's a very weird problem. That's the most common one.
It's one of the most common problems. It's like, I'm an adult, but I don't really like my mum. And I just think, well, okay, yeah, you're an adult. You just don't, just, you know, just don't go around there all the time. Just, you know, do it once in a blue moon, grit your teeth, you know, do it.
I've got a really good piece of advice for anyone who doesn't like their mum.
Yeah.
Right. Or for anyone that doesn't like anyone, actually. Right. What I do if I don't like anyone, if it's a family member, right,
yeah.
is you have to pinpoint what you don't like about them.
Right.
Right. It's always something like, oh, whenever I say this and they say that, and whatever happens, right, then what you do is you distance yourself and don't ever let that point that annoys you come up in the conversation. Just bury it, and then you'll be able to get on with the person fine. Or if it's just one thing, if it's lots of things,
yeah,
find out what they are.
You might have a mum that just nags you all the time and
yeah, well,
won't stop.
Well, that's fine. You just then just don't have. She won't nag you if you just don't pick up the phone.
Yeah,
back off enough until you get the point where you can phone her and go, right, I haven't spoken to you for ages. And then you get a level playing field again. So you have to back away
yeah.
and then leave it for a bit. And then when you come again, don't bring up the bits that give you the ump. So if your mum nags you about, I don't know, whatever it is, work. I mean, if you've got a mum that nags you about everything, well, then, you know, yeah. What do you want to do?
You exactly. Got, I mean, you know, we can't pick our family, let's put it that way. And
you can't, no.
But I was quite surprised. But I, what actually was a lot nicer is I went on some really sort of ridiculous questions.
What?
Bona fide. Yeah. This is Daily Mail. They compiled some really strange problems that people have written in with. So, yeah. First one is, last night I was naked and playing poker with my wife. A poker chip accidentally fell into her vagina. Are there any chances of pregnancy?
What?
Okay, there's another one. These are all apparently bona fide Daily Mail things that have been written. I really like this girl at work.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sure how to broach the subject. She always seems interested when I talk to her, but I've heard that she has a boyfriend. Should I send her a picture of my penis?
Yeah, yes, you should.
October 19th. The Orlando Marriott. So fine, our clothes are coming off. Your hair is up tonight. You said that's the whole thing, and I couldn't try and write what you taught me to say. We kissed in the pool the second time we met. And again in a room, your body's so warm and wet. But where can I tell you love? When you lean into me, and if you're on that plane, getting closer to me, and from behind. I'm
Christmas pain. But the days are long and the sky is falling, but no one sees it cause I hide it from you all. So here's my message in a bottle, I give it to the ocean to solve.
Couple of tracks from America there. Godzillionaire with Negative Balance. They're from Lawrence in Kansas, bit of stoner space rock. And the one you just heard from Arizona, Grey Days, Monster You Adore. And that's alt-rock post-grunge, apparently. That's how they classify themselves. So before we carry on with some more Agony Aunt questions, I just want to mention I've got another album project coming out very soon, sometime next month. It's one of my in-between albums. Now, if you know anything that I do, I do obviously work with Lee Dunham, who you hear his voice on these shows, and I call those the proper albums. They're the proper studio albums. They get a lot of production. They go out for review, and you know they're sort of the proper albums. But in between, I do what I now call the in-between albums. It started off as acoustic albums because I just sort of did them on my own. But I've got more and more used to using the studio here, and I've added more and more. And it's kind of become more of a band thing, but it's basically me playing a lot of things and the producer, Chris, playing a lot of instruments as well. And so, yeah, I've got, I think this is the seventh one now, and it's going to be called Searching for Snails, which is a kind of sparked off by a childhood memory. That it's kind of mostly songs that I've been writing, but of that don't fall comfortably into our next band project, which is like a Celtic prog thing. So these are, it's very pop rock, to be honest, a lot of it. There's one blues track, there's a few different, you know, there's different moods in it. But that will be coming up pretty soon. I'm excited. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. More news on that to come. And obviously when I'm ready, I'll be playing some tracks from that as well. But first, problems. Shall I try another one? Okay, I haven't read these beforehand, so I hope they're exciting. Right, my boyfriend is the biggest chatterbox I've ever met. And what makes it worse is that on the rare occasions I do manage to get a word in edgeways, he stares at me vacantly, so it's clear he's not listening to a word I say. I want to dump him, but there's a weird reason I haven't. He's got a third nipple in the centre of his ribcage. And when he takes his T-shirt off, his torso resembles a very kind-looking face.
What?
It's as though his regular nipples look like eyes, his additional nipple a little nose, and his belly button a cute, surprised little mouth.
What?
Anyway,
I've
taken to calling this chest man Christopher. And when my boyfriend is sleeping, I have long one-sided conversations with him about my feelings and what's happened during my day. Christopher is a great listener. And though he never responds, it's clear he oozes compassion and sympathy. I've even started to develop strong sexual feelings for Chris and taken to kissing his mouth belly button with my boyfriend when my boyfriend is snoring heavily.
What?
I realised things had gotten out of hand when I became frantic one morning last week after spotting some belly button fluff in my boyfriend's navel. Take it out, I screamed. Christopher's choking. What should I do?
Christopher's choking.
Now that was in the Metro the Irish Metro Herald.
That's amazing.
I love that. And I know I didn't read that beforehand. That is just the best thing ever.
Sense to me. accelerated to die. Disco cells are booming, these numbers are live. Chrome plate a Cadillac 75. Come on, come on, let's go for a drive. We'll be back, fighting back on Confederate flag. I just think the colors, man, don't be a drag. Don't stick the shades, not good in the sun. But they keep a blind eye. We'll be right back.
That was Ataraxic Void from Italy with a track called Clearance, Grunge Revival. I had to play it with the word ataraxic. I haven't played Scrabble for a really long time, but I actually got the word ataraxy on a triple word score once, and everyone went, what the hell does that mean? And it was a stoical indifference, and it's never left my brain, which is kind of bizarre as I've got a really bad memory, but there we go, Ataraxic Void. And the second track, really love that bit of psychedelic prog, Collider Bolt. There's a track called Coping from Helsinki in Finland. They're a power trio, but really original. And I love that little riff that it starts with. Really good. And the one you just heard, again from Italy, from Milan, Mavericks, with a track called Radio. Bit of straightforward punk, really. And I love a good bit of punk when it's done right. So moving onwards, why don't we do song time?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do with song time. With Lee and Dawes.
So, we're on Eclectic Art, and
we are.
I thought, let's talk about Love App, because we talked about the one. Track two is Love App. And I think it was when we did our interview with Malcolm that we spoke about this. But yeah, it's our, again, for regular listeners, we always have one more simple rock track on each album, and this is the one for Eclectica. And it's very much about the lyrics. What I like about this song more than anything is the lyrics. It's the idea of it.
Yeah.
And for anyone who's not familiar or hasn't really listened to the lyrics or whatever, it's called the Love App, and the idea is that you've got this app on your phone where you can control your boyfriend. Or somebody, you know, somebody you fancy.
Or girlfriend.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're the apple of your eye. Now, when I first wrote this, I wrote this from totally my point of view, which is, what would I use this app for? And it'd be brilliant. I'd get somebody to make me cups of tea. See, when you're a woman, men want to have sex. That's not really an issue. You know, it's not, we don't need love apps for that. What we need love apps for is all the other stuff. So for blokes to make us a cup of tea and to rub our shoulders and do all the, you know, all the things that blokes tend to go, I can't be bothered. So my initial lyrics, and there was a lot of verses, and I remember I showed you, because you had the sort of riff idea and stuff, and I went, oh, I've got some lyrics that might fit this.
That's right.
And you went, you know, I like it, but. You said, but.
I did.
It's a bit girly. It's not very rock and roll.
Yeah, you can't have a rock and roll song about making tea.
That's what you said. And we had this big discussion about this song, and I said, I know, but it's obviously...
It became a bit genderist, didn't it? It became like a male against female things about what each sort of person would
exactly
want, which was quite interesting, wasn't it?
And what you said to me was, look, most of our fan base is male. Most of our listeners, most of the people who buy our albums and listen to them are blokes. So they're not going to be able to appreciate. So basically you're telling them that you're going to control them for them to make you cups of tea and stuff. I don't think that's really what people want to hear. And you convinced me to turn it around and to make it more blokey.
Yeah.
And to say, no, what blokes want, you need to make it sex, love, drugs and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Manchester, that was a band called Minds with The Doctrine, bit of alt metal. You can really hear the Muse influences in that. And I like Muse, so, but yeah, it's done well. And yes, the track you've just heard is the track we've been discussing, Love App, from our Eclectica album. And one thing we don't mention in the chat that I've picked is that Andy Powell from Wishbone Ash plays one of the solos in that track. Right, back to discussing it.
Because it's a rock song. It needs to be sex, drugs and rock and roll. So you need to turn it around. So I went, all right, okay. So, I mean, some of the verses were okay and some of them weren't. And I'm just going to go through the lyrics. So this is what it turned into.
Yeah.
Right? I've got a brand new app and you'll never guess what it can do. From anywhere in the world, I can remotely control you. I've got a brand new app. I'll show you what it can do. I'll make you do all the boring stuff that I can't be asked to do. So yeah, it's still got that side of it, but it's just, it's got a bit ruder. It's got a little swear in it now, you know? I can make you pleasure me. Make me squirm and burn, and you'll do anything I want, asking nothing in return. So now we've gone to the sex thing, rather than you concentrating on your bits, you're going to be concentrating on mine. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's called the Love App. It's a marital aid to revive relations as long as you've paid. Use the Love App as a honey trap. You can make your millions in a snap. It's the Love App, I love my Love App, my Love App. So using it as a honey trap, you could actually, if you're really nasty, you can trap people with it because you can make them do what you want, get nasty photos and, oh.
It'd be worth a lot of money, this contraption.
It would, yeah. With a press of a button, I can send you to the store, make you take me on adventures and treat you like a dirty whore. See, I love that because it's so male, but because, of course, I'm still a woman singing it.
Yeah.
Now, if you were a bloke, you'd love to be able to do that to a woman, wouldn't you? I mean, yeah, I know you're too nice to say dirty whore, but that would just be brilliant for a bloke.
Well, pass.
Of course, listen, you can't say it, but we all know it. I could make you cut your hair and get a proper job. It is time you earned your keep and stop being such a slob. So now we're going back to the female thing.
Yeah.
Of I could change the way. And then it's back to the chorus. It's called the Love App. It's a marital aid to revive relations. As long as you've paid, use a Love App as a honey trap. You can make your millions in a snap.
Some men do like the old dominating thing, though.
Yeah, it's true.
They do like it.
It's true.
They do love, some of them do really like being treated like a dirty whore. They do like it. So much so that they have to go and pay for someone to do it because most women don't. It's the role reversal is.
Yeah. Dominatrix, that's it.
Yeah, you have to go and find a special woman to do it for you because most women won't do it or they don't know how
or they're just not interested.
Or they're not interested.
Or they just go, fuck off, I'm watching my program. Yeah.
that's after a certain age, I think. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Just fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Oh, no. EastEnders is on. Yeah. So the last bit, the last chorus verse is more of a reality check. My only little worry is that one day you will see that what I'm doing to you, you can easily turn on me.
Oh.
Because all you need is a Love App.
True.
Yeah, it's fine. One. Exactly, it's fine while I'm the only one who's got it. But, oh, God, this goes viral. We're all going to be doing it to each other. I've changed you back to what you were the first months that we met. You couldn't get enough of me. The programme has been set. So this Love App is fantastic as long as you've got it and your partner doesn't know it exists.
That's it for another week. It's so great to have your company. Thank you for giving me your time. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I will be giving you more news on that new album coming soon. So check in again next week. Well, I hope you'll join me again next week. I've got enough time to leave you with a couple of tracks from the Netherlands, Charlotte Vessels, After Us, The Flood, a bit of symphonic metal, very atmospheric. And from Sweden, Nomi, DYCIIB, alternative hard rock. Have a great week.
heart lies with other nations, and he's not to blame, so why would he keep score? And if it's God's will, he will trust innovation and head for the stars once he has breathed a bowl. So he kisses his daughter, he kisses his wife, he mutters a prayer and takes hold of the knife. And outside the window, the sky is raining blood. He slices the meat after us, the flood. What is it to me after us, the flood?
gonna leave alone. Out in the night at home, out in the cold you see a shadow that looks like me, all lonely, waiting for you to find me where we used to be. I never wanted to be someone that would live my life and follow the people of tomorrow, but here they are. I never wanted to be someone that would smile when I'm in sorrow, survive until tomorrow, but here they are. Everyone I believe in, do you care if I'm bleeding? I think I wanna die alone. I really wanna. Are gone forever. Imagine if it could be you and me completely writing songs together. Those songs are dead forever. Everyone I believe in.